Outsourcing has gone on for decades. Millions of jobs went overseas in the 80s and 90s. More recently, we've had something different. It's called onshoring, the return of factory jobs, some from Mexico, some from China, back here to the U.S. But these are probably not your parents' factory jobs. The Atlantic reports many of the companies are locating their new plants in right-to-work states, where it's less likely their employees will join a union, and the prevailing wages are far lower.
With us live tonight, Nicholas Wyman, author of Job U. Nicholas specializes in the search for skilled employees and how you can improve your skill set to get a better job. Thanks for being with us, Nicholas.
Great to be here.
Still, onshoring has created about 700,000 jobs since 2010. What are your thoughts about whether this, along with the dropping price of oil, may create a lot more jobs here in America?
Well, I think the reality is we're in this age of globalization and technological change. So that's changing the way we learn and changing the way we work. So, you know, 6 million jobs were wiped out by offshoring. So I think there's plenty of opportunity, but it's really up to each individual employer what advantage they take of that.
It's frustrating, though, that it's not. I mean, I know things can never be the way they were in 1965 or 1955, and maybe we don't want that anymore, but it's frustrating that you take away a job, and when it comes back, it's half a job in terms of benefits, in terms of what you get.
Yeah, look, I think that it is this this challenge of globalization, but I think it's an employer-by-employer decision that if these employers invest in skills, invest in their employees, I know plenty of manufacturing companies that really still look after their workers, so I think it is a bit of a company-by-company basis.
Now let's expand from factory jobs to what can get you ready for all kinds of jobs, and that's vocational training in school. You wrote a piece in Forbes that got a lot of attention in the late summer. Are you calling for our students to again be put on separate tracks in school, and those who are good with their hands don't get to take, let's say, Latin anymore?
Well, I think it's a matter of high schools for years have been preparing people for college. And my message is like a hashtag, you know, there are options. And I think that schools and students and parents really need to say, well, what other options are available? And I'm saying that CTE or vocational is definitely one pathway worth considering.
And how would that work out in terms of retrofitting our high schools now to the way they used to be, where you would take shop and work with your hands? That's kind of a rudimentary way to put it, but how do you get back to that?
Well, I think people like to learn in different ways, and I think we need to cater for that in our education systems, and it's not one size fits all. So I think probably the one of the things, there is some blue sky here, which is that employers are really working together with educators. So that's where I really see the future. So look out for where you've got a school working with an employer group. That's going to be a winning combination.
There used to be a lot more vocational high schools. Do you think that would possibly come back?
Well, I think there's a reinvention of high school going on at the moment. And I know that the White House is really keen to look at innovative models. And, you know, around the world, there's all sorts of models being tried and tested. So I think it's, you know, as I said, it's not one size fits all. It's got to be what's right for a community and what's right for a school and what's right for an individual student. So you really need to look at your son or daughter and say, what school is going to be right for them and what's going to make them happy?
We're going to sound like a bunch of naysayers, Nicholas, throwing one thing after another at you. But what about technology moving so quickly now? Could you have a school conceivably that can get you ready? Or by the time you get out there, what you were working on is at least partially obsolete.
Well, I always say to people, you need to develop a dual set of skills. So you need to develop the skills to do the job now. But you also need to, as it were, make a play for yourself, which is you need to work out how to work with people and develop a whole sort of broad skill set that's going to be transferable from one job to another. So I think you kind of got to get the balance right. But regardless of what goes on with globalization, as long as there's humans on the planet, you're going to have to talk to people. So that's a skill to develop.
All right, a quick little final thought for us now, Nicholas. A final thought for anyone who is looking to adapt to the new work world and improve their lot in life.
I think it's really follow your passion. Something we've talked about before, it's really important to do what makes you happy. I mean, if I'm not saying college is the wrong pathway, but I think that it's really important that if you want to, you know, find your own path, that's the path that you should follow. You know, don't do what other people tell you to do. Do what's right for you.
Good to see you again. Thanks for stopping by. Nicholas Wyman, author of Job U, here on WTOP.